Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom McNeil, CEO and president of 49 Resources Incorporated. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is FNR. And they are a resource investment, financial and managerial advisory and merchant banking company that invests in the Canadian resource sector, primarily in Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great. Anytime. Good. Always good to have you on. Now, start off by talking about the completion of the initial acquisition for the North Rim shares.
Sure, North Rim Exploration. They're a private company, and they are without question Saskatchewan's number one premier geoscientific group in the province of Saskatchewan's history. The reason we purchased them is essentially to give us a strategic alliance, which gives us in-house savvy in everything from potash to oil and gas to coal. They're specialists in sedimentary geology, and that's exactly what we need going forward in Saskatchewan because, as you may or may not be aware, we're in very early days of oil and gas development in the province, and that gives us a leg up, and we're going to be very aggressive over the next year in developing those resources within 49 North. Now, there's a couple of things I should point out with 49 North since we last spoke. We've actually changed from 49 North Resource Fund, Inc., to 49 North Resources, Inc., meaning that we've left the fund structure and we're actually a straight-up company like any other listed enterprise, with the exception of the fact that we still have a lot of investments in third-party shares and debt, meaning that we invest in a portfolio of assets of other people's shares, other companies' shares. But the change now to the corporate structure means that we can go out and drill our own oil and gas wells. We can drill our own coal development project. We can go underground gold mining should we choose to do so. And that's important given that we're the only enterprise of its kind that focuses on the province of Saskatchewan, which of late has become the belle of the ball in the world because we are number one in potash, uranium, largest diamond exploration program in the world, and endless drilling for oil and gas over the next half century.
So, yeah, Tom, bring us up to speed on some of the recent news from some of the properties in your portfolio.
Well, we focused on coal in Saskatchewan and into Manitoba, the neighboring province, last year, and we're just getting around to actually drilling off our own project. We really like what we see geophysically, and we're going to go in there and drill that this winter. Now, having said that, a company that we have always had significant investments in, had a significant investment in, Gold Source, has developed 150 million ton 43-101 class resource calculation in the area just recently. So we're very excited about coal in Saskatchewan, thermal coal I'm speaking of, given the fact that we have a province that has never really had that industry, and we may have some of the largest deposits in the world. When you look at investee companies such as Shore Gold, they've got the largest diamond exploration program in the world going on, and they're probably just a breath away from making a feasibility decision on the economic viability of their project right in the middle of Saskatchewan. So we're thrilled about that. As you're aware, in the energy complex with $80 oil, we've got some of the best, lightest, sweetest crude in the world. It runs 35 to 40 API. It's not sour at all. It's some of the sweetest you can get. And essentially that means that some of our investee companies are getting $80 a barrel for their oil in the province of Saskatchewan. So all of that stuff is exciting. We haven't had a lot to say on our front in 49 North. We've essentially been very quiet. We did a $12 million plus equity raise back in June of this year, and we've been very diligently deploying that capital underground hard rock gold mining in oil and gas drilling that we should be able to make some noise about pretty quickly here, the success of that program. With some of our investee companies. We've been developing our coal assets. As I said, we're going to drill those off this winter. We've just got a whole bunch of stuff on our plate that makes early 2010 a very exciting time for us, and we expect that we'll have lots of good things to say.
That's great. And so you also launched a new flow-through offering, and you propose a rollover transaction?
Correct. That we've done an initial close of just under $3 million, and we're likely to close on the rest of it probably the end of next week. We do that each year. We've got a lot of supporters, our shareholder base, kind of likes to tax plan, and we're happy in Canada to offer that opportunity for people to use it as a window to jump into 49 North. Essentially, they get some tax efficiency, and they end up being shareholders of 49 North in the new year when that rolls over. So we're excited to have new shareholders, and we can always use the flow-through funds to fund our own operations and those of our investee companies. So it's a great way for us to get shareholders. I'd like to point out we're in a situation right now where our net asset value has been rising dramatically over the past 6 to 8 months. Not many people have noticed that, and that's because we haven't made a bunch of noise. We're not very promotional right now. We're keeping our powder dry until we've got a lot of great things to say. But if you look at it on our old fund basis, our net asset value has gone from approximately $1.25 to upwards of $4 right now as we speak, and the share price has somewhat languished in that environment because we haven't been making a lot of noise. We haven't put out a lot of news releases because we've been in the process of developing our asset base here. So it makes a perfect opportunity for people to have a look at 49 North, what we're doing. And as I say to everybody that works around me here, a share price can't go up until it's done going down. So we're very happy to sit and wait and just do what we do. We happen to be very good at resource development.
Right, you got to hit rock bottom, right? No pun intended.
Yeah, I don't like pushing on a string, and I don't like promoting when there's no reason to, but we've got just a tremendous asset base that we've been developing. And in early, if not late 2009, early 2010 for sure, in the first month or two, we're going to have a lot of exciting things to say. So this creates a really great buying opportunity for anybody that's paying attention. And you can go look through insider trading reports. You'll find that I'm one of the biggest buyers because, you know, I'm not stupid. I love this business. I love resource development, and I don't mind buying my own stock when it's on sale.
Well, certainly, that's certainly a very key point. And so you started mentioning Saskatchewan, and you know your position there. So what are some of the other factors that makes the company unique from some of the players in your sector?
Well, typically in Saskatchewan, things are being developed there by companies outside of Saskatchewan. We've never really had a capital market. We've got some of the best assets in the world. As I said, we're leaders in potash mining and development, leaders in uranium. We supply about a third of each of those commodities to the world. We've got the largest diamond exploration program. We have endless oil and gas wells to drill. And the reason that most of these resources still lay in the ground today is a quirk of political history. We had a very left-leaning government in Saskatchewan for over half a century that really got in the way of resource development. We had government putting their hands into the resource business, which, much like Venezuela today, scared everybody else away. That changed about 20 years ago, and there's been nothing but good things happening, but the rest of the world hasn't really paid attention. So 49 North is the first enterprise of its kind in the province of Saskatchewan's history. I've been a resource developer my entire life, and we finally put together something that gives anybody outside the province a window of opportunity to get involved in what we're doing here locally. And there's no shortage of opportunities. I see the next half century as really golden years for Saskatchewan resource development because most of that stuff is still in the ground.
Very good answer, Tom. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience for some of our investors that are new to the company, as well as that of the key management at 49 North Resources.
Sure. I'm actually a second-generation resource developer. I've learned most of what I know from my father, who I still work with. I've been involved in gold mining exploration and oil and gas development in my entire life. You know, that depth of history, I've got a finance background. My credentials, obviously, anybody can find on our website. I would encourage you to have a look and get a little detail on our background. Very proud of our corporate governance. We've got some of the best people in industry. Working directly with me, our CFO, Sandeep Rana, is the ex-international controller for Newmont Mining in Franco, Nevada. So that tells you the depth of experience we've got on our board. Steve Halabura, who is also a board member, the proprietor of Northrim Exploration, who we've just purchased 50% of, without question the best oil and gas guy in Saskatchewan, and we're happy to work with Steve on a daily basis on the oil and gas side. Jeff Green, another board member with Jovian Capital Corp. He works with MGI Securities out of Toronto. This is a fellow who has spent his entire life in the resource finance end of the business that is just a great connection for us, not only in the things we do locally, but internationally as well. We don't just make investments and get involved in projects in the province of Saskatchewan. We do them everywhere in the world, and Jeff's very connected in China at this time, developing assets there. Brad Monroe, a local oil and gas development and capital markets guy in the province, really seasoned veteran of our oil and gas business in Western Canada, and thrilled to have him on board. So we've got a tremendous team of people who are like-minded, that understand that Saskatchewan is underdeveloped, that there's nothing but opportunity here, and we're very, very excited about, one, incubating resource projects themselves and also helping other companies in the seed capital stage. So we create a menu of things that we work on that give our investors a chance to see what we're doing and then maybe go directly work with these other companies, make an investment in their shares because they realize that we put our stamp of approval on it.
Good. And so in terms of some of the milestones and objectives, what specific goals does the management team hope to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
We have always had it in our mind to capitalize 49 North in the $50 to $100 million worth of assets range. We've come through being a limited partnership to a listed limited partnership, then to a listed investment company, and then the final evolution was into the full corporate structure. And we had to do that because we were using tax efficiency to garner a shareholder base and give people a very low, or at least Canadian investors, a very low risk-based investment in 49 North, and we've achieved that. We're getting to the point where we're well capitalized that we can make large investments in third-party enterprises in their shares or in their deals and also develop our own assets. And the unique thing about 49 North is we intend to cap it at $100 million so that when we have assets that accrete to 49 North above $100 million, we're going to turn them into cash and dividend them back to our shareholders. And the idea is to use the capital dividend structure so that people can actually have a tax-free dividend. And that is unique in Canadian resource finance. So we're excited about that. The way for people to look at it, especially given that our stock closed today, I think at about $1.61 with our net asset value above $4, is that you can have access to some of the best assets in the world, watch what we do in developing these resources as we accrete value, and then ultimately down the road when we cross the 100 million mark, see a dividend back every year. We'll do a special dividend to our shareholders. So
right.
Unique structure, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah, I'm sure shareholders would be happy to hear that structure. And so in terms of shareholders right now, do you think that the investors understand not just your investors, but the financial community, do you think that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood by the financial community?
Well, I don't think they are at all. As I said, we've made very little noise in promoting 49 North because we've been busy keeping our head down and deploying our capital. And doing good things. And we, you know, I believe in the old adage about under-promising and over-delivering, and that's why early 2010 is going to be exciting for us. And when financial markets catch on to the fact that we've been working very hard and doing good things, our share price will respond to that, especially if we start paying dividends sometime in 2010 or 2011, and they're tax-free dividends because it would be a capital dividend. As far as broad understanding of 49 North, no, because we're a niche player. We're largely overlooked. We've got a relatively illiquid stock. It's becoming more liquid, but it's relatively illiquid now. And until people really get their head around what it is that we're doing and our long-term agenda, we're not likely to get broad participation by the financial community talking about us. But we've certainly made inroads in the past 6 months, and that's been very exciting for us. And really all it is up to us to prove to the world that we are able to do what we said we were going to, and we're well on the way with that already.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Tom McNeil, CEO and President of 49 North Resources Incorporated, formerly 49 Resources Fund. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is still FNR. And as mentioned, is trading at $1.61 a share. So before we conclude, Tom, just to rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider the company a good long-term investment opportunity?
One, our agenda to pay tax-free dividends once we get to the $100 million in asset mark, and we're somewhere around 35 right now, but we anticipate in our portfolio that we'll have lots of accretion in value given that we're carrying a lot of stuff at our cost, which is going to see a liquidity transaction in the coming 6 months that should really beef up our capital base. The other thing is that we're being very aggressive in drilling light crude oil in Saskatchewan and other areas in Western Canada, and we're already having success with that, and we should be able to talk by end of year of what kind of production we've got on the books, which guarantees that we will be able to continue to fund other mining ventures which have a longer horizon. So the whole point is to use short-term oil and gas cash flow to fund long-term mining projects, and we are the initiators of projects. I see lots of prospectors through our offices here, and we're the actual initiators of deal flow, and we don't go out and look for third-party deals. They come to us More importantly, we develop our own assets and resources, and we can take them right from early days of prospecting all the way to production, and that's what we're good at around here. So paying attention to what we do, looking at our track record in other investments and companies that we've been involved with should bring everybody around to understand that we are, without question, the best people in Western Canada doing what we do, and more importantly, we're the only ones in Saskatchewan, and everybody is aware that the whole world's eyes are on Saskatchewan right now. So it's a good early stage seed capital chance for people elsewhere to get involved with what we're doing and just watch us do our stuff.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to watching that, as well as continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to do the update today, Tom. Always great to have you on.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Anytime.